and away we go for hour number two, and we've already got all kinds of trouble because I have somehow tangled the headset up around the microphone here and the mic stand, and I just dropped the microphone in my lap. So, I don't know how long this hour will go. But I do want to let you know, if you want to write a letter to Santa, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579, P.O. Box 1. And if you get those letters out early enough, you will get a response. Now, our address here at the station, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. If you put a return address on that, we will get you a Christmas card back. And we have got two now, I think, from Kevin Griffith and Norma Stump. And we thank you for the cards. And we will be sending your cards out very shortly. Now, we're here in studio this morning. And I don't know if we can say this anymore. Hour number one, we said by popular demand, but I'm not really sure now. We're back with Bailey Hunt Bales. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
And this is the fourth appearance, I guess.
Correct.
I said three.
Right.
In hour number one.
But this is the fourth.
And you immediately jumped all over me in that one.
You act like I'm so mean.
Well, just to me. And I'm not sure what that's all about.
Why?
We'd have to explore your meanness toward me, which I'm not sure where it derives from.
Explore my meanness?
Well, not just in general. I don't know if you're mean to everybody.
No.
Just me.
Austin would say I'm not mean.
There you go. So what is it about me that brings out an anger in you?
Oh, we're mean to each other. It's not
we
just
are?
Me. Yes.
Now everybody knows I'm not mean.
You were mean to me.
What? Name one occasion where I've been mean to you.
You make fun of me all the time.
Like how?
Like from being from Alabama.
Well, that's just a fact, isn't it?
Yeah, but you make fun of me for it.
Oh, I don't think that's making fun. I think that's more being factual.
Oh, well, I'm being factual, too, in my meanness.
No, you just like to say things that are, like, short and snippy.
Maybe it's because I'm short.
And snippy.
Yeah.
And snippy. So you've got this big ugly sweater Christmas party coming up on the first day of winter.
Right. I mean, I don't know how big it is, but...
Well, how many people normally come to this thing?
I don't know. I didn't do it last year.
Oh, so this is the return of the ugly Christmas sweater party.
Well, when I was married, I did it like every year. And then last year, I did not. But that was the first Christmas that I wasn't married.
Of your life?
No, but I didn't start it until I was married.
So, how did it all start?
Me and my aunt actually started it. We decided we wanted to have a party because I had a new house.
And is your aunt going to be there?
She is.
Aunt?
No, aunt.
Aunt.
Okay.
So, how many people do you project coming to this party?
Maybe like 20. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there could be more, could be less. I honestly did not anticipate that many people come into Thanksgiving.
Did you have a lot of people come to Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Good.
There was a lot of food.
Well, see, maybe this is what I'm trying to do for you then, is kind of clear the way.
You know, I just threw out the Thanksgiving food last night.
Oh, you can't keep that turkey very long.
I know.
3 days.
I know. I told my cousin, and she said, well, good thing I didn't get food poisoning.
Oh.
And I said, have you been eating it? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that was like from 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, Thanksgiving was last week.
No, but I did.
Oh, that's right.
Early.
You did an early Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's right. And you lied to me about that. You told me you cooked the food. We had this discussion. You told me you cooked the food. And turns out you didn't cook any of it.
No, my grandma did.
Which I think is nice.
Well, because my grandma does Thanksgiving every year before, because my mom, you know, works Thanksgiving. Well, this year we had it at my house because my niece is, like, super afraid of animals after she had her brain aneurysm. She's, like, deathly afraid of animals. And my grandma has cats and dogs, so I don't have any animals. We, in my house, is bigger.
But you had told me that morning that you had to be moving and ready to go because you had all this food to cook.
Right. But I didn't cook it. My grandma did.
Right.
I went to soccer.
Which is good.
Right.
But I think you tried to steal the glory.
I mean, I peeled some potatoes.
From grandmother.
I bought the stuff, and I peeled potatoes.
Did you peel them well?
I mean, is there a wrong way to do it?
Well, I think sometimes you can peel a potato to the point where you take more of the potato off than you really should.
Oh, no. Nope.
No, you did it right.
I did it right.
All right. Well, we're getting ready for the holiday season, and one of the things I wanted to talk about, because this always becomes an issue at the holiday season, what do you buy somebody? Like, if you're in a Secret Santa or something like that, and you don't really know the person, what do you do?
I mean, you can just buy something general. Like, if it's a guy that you're buying for, like a tool set you can keep in your car, just like a little one, or, you know, a travel thing. Or you can always get emergency
socks.
Kits. No, well, yeah, but you could always get, like, emergency kits for cars because everyone drives a car.
Those are good. I think socks, because if you're really wanting to impress somebody, like crazy socks.
Right, but I mean, socks are kind of cheap.
Well, what's wrong with cheap?
Well,
now, I'm not even going to get into this whole thing with you, but
nothing.
Thrifty. We'll call it thrifty.
Yeah. No, nothing's wrong with being cheap, but I'm just saying if you just get someone like one pair of socks, then it kind of looks cheap.
Does it?
Yeah. Maybe you should get the emergency kit and, like, a pair of socks.
So what are you getting me for Christmas? That's what we
I'm
all want to know.
I'm not telling you.
Is it under the tree?
No, I haven't bought it yet, but I do know what I'm getting.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the Christmas list.
Yep.
And it will be more than socks.
It will be.
Because last time
would
we talked...
Would you like a pair of socks?
Well, no, if there's something better you've got.
Okay.
Well, because here's the whole thing. Because last week you said you wouldn't even write a Christmas card to me. And so I thought, well, what are the chances of getting a gift out of this?
Well, didn't you buy me a gift?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, well, you told me there was a gift for me under the tree.
Santa Claus.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus dropped by.
Right. So now I have to get you a gift.
Oh, so now you feel obligated.
Well, I mean, I was going to get you a gift before.
That's not what it sounded like. Not what you just said.
Right, no. But I really was, because you...
I don't really want to tell the whole story of this gift, because there's a little more to it. It's not like one day I said to myself, oh, I'm just going to go out and buy a gift.
No, but...
Now, why don't you tell the whole story, because I think you made me look bad there.
What do you mean?
About this gift.
Because you bought me a gift?
No.
No, we had went shopping, and I had pointed something out that I wanted, and I told you
right.
that I wanted it.
Right.
Well, I just told you I liked it, because I don't ever ask for anything. So I just I like this.
You said that when we were shopping together.
Right.
But then the following day, you even pointed out that it was on sale.
I did.
And then the third day, you pointed out...
That I didn't buy it, because I didn't buy myself
right.
stuff.
And again, that it was still on sale.
Correct.
And again, that it was something you really wanted, but you didn't buy, and you weren't going to buy it for yourself. So how more... blatant could we be about this Christmas gift?
Well, I mean, you didn't have to buy it.
I don't know that I did.
Well, I don't know that you did, because you haven't given it to me.
I did not buy anybody anything. I just told you that Santa Claus dropped off a present.
Okay.
And I don't know how that'll go.
So Santa Claus bought me a gift?
Santa Claus bought you a gift.
That's so sweet of him.
Santa Claus is like that.
You know what my youngest asked for?
What's
for
that?
Christmas? A pig.
A pig. Like a real pig.
A real pig.
Was that doable?
No.
Santa Claus doesn't bring pigs?
Not to my house.
I bet he does in Alabama.
Not to my house. I used to have a pet pig, but...
Named Petunia.
No, named Gracie.
Named Gracie.
Yeah.
And now she's in that big bacon mill in the sky.
No. No, actually, we gave her to a guy that had another potbelly pig. That was a male, so they probably had babies.
But she's probably gone now.
I mean, I'd hope not. That'd be sad.
Well, we all hope not. But
she's a potbelly pig. It's not like one you eat.
Oh, well, what do you do with a potbelly pig?
I don't know. You just keep it as a pet, I guess.
Forever?
Forever.
Don't pigs live a long time?
I don't know. I only had her for a few months.
I think pigs live like to 20, 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
What did she do to you that was mean? Bully you?
Yeah. No, she rooted us.
She rooted you?
Yeah, you know, you take your nose and, like, push up against the back of you. It hurts.
You should have given this thing away.
I did.
Well, but I mean, how long did you have it?
A few months.
Oh, just a few months.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a long-term thing. Oh, okay.
No.
How big was this pig when you got it?
It weighed probably about 40 pounds. 40
pounds? That's a big pig.
And it lived inside my house. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, we started here with toolkits and socks. Mm-hmm. What's another good gift? Now, my gift is not a toolkit or a sock, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, because I know what you want.
You do?
You told me what you wanted.
No, I don't think I did.
You did.
What did I say?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't remember saying to you that I wanted anything.
Oh, yeah. You did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. So it's, you're going to get it.
Really?
You are.
Because you're that nice.
I'm very nice.
All right. Well, yeah. It is the holidays.
I know. I try. Sometimes. I try sometimes.
Do you have a favorite holiday song?
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, that's the favorite.
Yeah.
Gayla Peavy.
That is.
Who I've interviewed on this show.
I know. I've heard.
But you haven't heard it.
No, I have not heard the interview.
You haven't heard the interview, but you've heard things about it.
Right. You told me.
How great. That's what I do. When I want people to know things, I do tell them.
Right.
I'm that way.
You tell me some things, sometimes.
Like what?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Oh, like personal things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you're like an open book, though.
Right.
Right.
Well, I know.
But you see, in the beginning, you told me you were not an open book. You said you were a very closed book.
Yeah, but I didn't really know you then.
So you're an open book with everybody?
No. Not with everybody.
But now you're an open book.
Yeah. I trust you. You haven't told any of my secrets. So.
Well, no. Who would I tell?
Right.
I got nobody to tell.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell everybody, but...
I could tell everybody, but I don't.
Right.
See, I'm bad with all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I have someone breathing in my ear.
I see that. Does that make you nervous?
A little bit.
It is 25 minutes past the hour. Remember, we have Charlie Evers coming up this morning, 10:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. We have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:15 to 3 today. Another great day of programming right here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Good Christmas Times. Did you know that's what the G stood for?
Well, and Thanksgiving, it meant gravy.
Right, but we passed that now.
Oh.
Thanksgiving is over. We're now into the Yuletide.
Okay. So it means good Christmas time.
Good Christmas time.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's any G word for Christmas. Any Christmas theme word that begins with a G.
I don't think so.
Like, gee whiz, it's Christmas.
You know, when I was, like, in middle school, I would always say, oh my golly gee whiz. I don't know why.
But that's past now.
Yeah. A little bit. I'm not in middle school anymore.
But your level of...
Maturity
has not jumped up a whole lot since middle school.
Oh, it has.
It has?
Oh, it has.
Oh, my gosh. What were you like in middle school?
You don't want to know.
Worse.
Yeah. I was annoying. Yeah. I know you feel it now. I got that. It's okay.
I don't know that that's changed a whole lot since middle school, but...
I'm a little bit less annoying. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think you do still have a twang. Where do you pick up that twang in your voice?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, you're not an Ohio accent. I think people could tell that you're...
Oh, yeah. I mean, people ask me where I'm from.
Yeah. And you say?
Alabama.
But you're not from Alabama.
No, I was born here, but... I claim Alabama.
Why do you claim Alabama?
Because I'd rather be there.
You'd rather be there?
Oh, yeah.
But you're here.
Oh, yeah.
So one day you'll go back there?
No, probably not, actually.
Not ever?
No. I mean, I might move, but it would be after my kids graduate high school.
So we're talking decades from now.
Yeah. Decades.
No. Decades.
Only 13 and a half years.
That's a decade.
Yeah, but not decades.
I was trying to think of how old I'll be in 13 and a half years.
I know how old I'll be.
You'll be...
I'll be 40.
40 even.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you'll be 40 in 13 and a half years, I think I'll probably be about 33.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because earlier you said you were 26 and I'm 27, so.
Right.
That'd make you 39.
39. Okay, let's go with that. I'll be 39 in 13 years.
Okay.
But by the time 13 years have passed, I'll have completely reworked this age thing.
Right. Yeah, I know. Then you'll be like 26 then, right?
Probably. Probably. I think it's better to get younger, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I wish I could, but...
You're stuck. We're all moving forward. There's no way out of it.
I guess that's, you know, the plus that you didn't have kids, you don't have to worry about getting older.
Well, do they age you?
Well, yeah, because if you have a 9-year-old, you can't be like, oh, I'm 18.
I don't know. I've seen some parents who do that. They start passing their kids off as brothers and sisters.
Yeah. If people ask me if my mom's my sister all the time.
Well, that's nice. That's a compliment to your mother.
Yeah.
Is your mother listening this morning?
No. She's at an off-site for work. They're having their big Christmas party thing. So,
you know, I've noticed a lot of people are having their Christmas parties a lot earlier. Somebody else was having a Christmas party, I think, last night.
Yeah. This is just the manager's. And, like, she's an admin assistant. So, the admin and the managers have their Christmas stuff. But that's it.
Do you like a good Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. That's why I have one.
Well, see, that, I think that gets people in the mood. But by the 21st, don't you think that... That's going to be low on time.
Well, yeah, but I had to make it a weekend that I didn't have my kids and my son's birthdays, you know, the beginning of December, so had to.
December is a great month.
It is.
In my opinion.
It really is.
Do we have somebody here to pick up a prize?
There's someone here.
Have them come on in.
You can come in.
Yeah, here we go. Just wave them on in.
Yeah.
Hi, are you here to pick up a prize?
Yes.
Oh, what's the name?
Pete Gruber.
Oh, come on in, Pete. We'll get this here for you. Pete, let's see. Zoo tickets.
Yep.
All right. Let's see here.
You're spilling stuff.
No, that's empty. Okay, there you go,
that's
Pete.
Good.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Why are you smelling your shoes?
Why are you smelling your shoes? That's what people heard over there. Why are you smelling your shoes?
Well,
I wasn't smelling my shoes, just for the record.
I don't know.
That was
might
not
be
me.
Like a fetish. That might be your thing.
To smell shoes? I don't think anybody wants to smell shoes. Shoes smell bad.
Yeah. I mean, mine smell like popcorn.
Do they?
Yeah.
No, why would
you? You know, it's funny. No, I was...
Why would your feet smell like popcorn?
Listen, I had on my Sperry's one day. And I was in...
Your what?
My Sperry's.
Your Sperry's.
Yeah, they're like boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
It's the brand. But I had surgery, and I wore my Sperry's because they're just easy to slip on and slip off. And the nurse was like, what smells like popcorn? Have you been eating? And I was like, no. And he smelled my shoes, and he's like, oh, it's your shoes.
Your shoes smell like popcorn.
Yeah.
That is an odd thing.
I know, isn't that?
You would not think somebody's shoes would smell like popcorn.
I know. I can't even eat popcorn. I'm allergic to it.
I wonder what the reason for this is. Did you eat a lot of popcorn at some point in your life that the smell has permeated down to your feet?
You know what? Before I was allergic to popcorn, every time that I would have a football game, because I was a cheerleader, so football and basketball game, I would have popcorn, and then I would pour a bag of M&Ms in it and be like salty and sweet together. So, maybe that's the reason.
So, that's like a trail mix, isn't it?
Yeah, but just popcorn and M&Ms.
Popcorn and M&Ms.
No nuts.
Like buttery popcorn and M&Ms?
Yes. Oh, yes. So good.
Salty popcorn and M&Ms.
Right. You're making me hungry and I can't eat that, so.
But what brought the allergy to popcorn?
Well, when I had Austin, I became allergic to like everything. In the world.
I knew somebody else who that happened to. Yeah. I don't know why pregnancy brings out such an allergy-driven thing in a lot of people.
I don't know. But I need it to stop. I can't eat salad. I can't eat anything that I like.
You know, I think one day it does go away. Because it changes the chemistry in your body for like 10 years. And then I think it goes back.
Well, he's 4, so.
So you got about 6 years left.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, what's 6 years without a salad?
Well, I mean, it's more the ranch dressing that I like.
So you're allergic to the ranch dressing?
No, I am not allergic to ranch. Oh, I eat ranch all the time.
Oh, well, then you're not missing anything.
Right. I'm allergic to an enzyme in dirt.
You're allergic to an enzyme in dirt. So mm-hmm. basically, what are the things that you cannot eat?
Fresh fruits and vegetables. Corn, peas.
Like a strawberry would not be good for you.
Right. It would kill me.
Kill you?
Well, I mean, if I don't have my EpiPen, which expired like 3 years ago.
Well, but I ran into a couple. See, apparently this is not an uncommon thing because I ran into a couple other people. Oh, boy, where was that I ran into them? That they had EpiPens.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they said the same thing, that they have expired because they never used them.
Well, yeah. But, you know, if it changes colors, the liquid inside, the epinephrine, that's when you need to change it. Even though it's expired, it's really, you know, you can still use it. But my EpiPen didn't work the first time that I had an allergic reaction.
I remember you telling me about this. This was out on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They used epinephrine at the hospital and muscle relaxers and nothing. So then they had to just go in and do surgery.
But they saved you.
Well, yeah, they cut my throat and then they had to transfer me. So they almost killed me.
Oh, no.
The other hospital saved me.
What a Thanksgiving memory that would have been. Death on Thanksgiving.
That would be horrible.
It would be horrible. What a day to die on.
I know. I would have left all three of my kids behind.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No.
That's like one of my biggest fears.
Really?
Yeah, it's like dying before that they're grown.
Well, I wouldn't think worry about it. I don't think you're in any trouble.
Well, I mean, anything can happen.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, accidents, you know.
But if you play it safe, anything really can't happen.
Well, I mean, I could be in a car accident.
Think on the upside, I guess. I don't know. That's not very positive thinking.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just
You are a rough driver.
That's just like one of my big fears.
I rode with you one time. I did.
That's usually all it takes before someone says, I'll drive.
I just kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
During the trip.
I said sorry a lot.
In the car?
Yeah.
You did? I was blocking the whole thing out.
I was like, oh, sorry.
Because you were driving kind of, I don't know what you call that. Like all over the road.
Oh, no, I was not.
You were bobbing and weaving and swerving and all those sort of things.
No.
What was with the bobbing and weaving and swerving?
I try not to hit the potholes.
Yeah, but you don't want to hit somebody else in another lane.
I don't want to pop a tire either.
Well, I think I'd rather pop a tire than smash into somebody else.
That's okay.
You don't want to hit a pedestrian.
Mm. It depends on who it is.
Oh, you have some enemies.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never want to hit someone.
You know, I don't think I have any enemies, thank goodness.
I mean, there might be some people that don't like you.
Well, yeah, but that's okay, but I don't dislike them.
Right.
See, I've gotten to that point in life to where they can dislike me, but I'm not going to dislike them.
I know someone that you dislike.
You do?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, I can't tell you. I'll tell you later.
You know somebody that I dislike.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you dislike them. You just are annoyed by them.
Is this a common person
mm-hmm.
that we both know?
I mean, I've never met them, but they're on my Facebook.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now. I don't know that I dislike that person.
Okay.
I just would rather not spend time with that person.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
See, that's an evolved viewpoint on liking and disliking somebody.
Right. I mean, whatever works.
Well, isn't that how you do in life? I mean, some people you just want to spend time around, and some people you don't want to spend time around. I heard somebody describe forgiveness once, kind of interesting. She said she forgave everybody, but she doesn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I forgive you, don't worry about it, we're cool, but I'm not going to spend time around you because right. I know what you have done to me.
Correct.
And I'm not going to go back and do that again.
That's a good way to think.
Yeah, I think that's a logical way to handle forgiveness
yeah.
in this day and age.
I would say so.
It's highly evolved, especially at this time of year, because a lot of times you get thrown. Well, here's a question that we have every year. Let's see if you have an answer. We always toss this out to Charlie and a lot of other people who've always been here over the years. A letter came in a few years ago that said this lady was having a Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
and her mother comes every year to the Christmas party. But she also wanted her favorite aunt to come to the Christmas party. But her mother and her aunt, there was something there between them where they don't get along. So how do you do that? Because she really wants the aunt to come.
Well, you kind of have to have a conversation with both of them and tell them, look, if you love me, you know that I want you there. And so if you love me, then you're going to put this behind you. You don't have to talk to each other. You don't have to look at each other. But I want both of you there. So you need to get along for me.
But what if one of them says no?
Well, then you know what? There's nothing you can do about that.
So what do you do? Do you invite the aunt or do you invite the mother?
Oh, you invite your mom.
You always have to leave the aunt off.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that too. I think you can't invite the aunt. I think no matter what your mother says, she's your mother, so you've got to invite your mother.
Right.
So unfortunately, even though you might want the aunt there.
But you know what? I can disagree with that, though, because there are some moms that I know that are not good moms. So, you know, their kids may not invite them places.
Well, but in this particular case, I think she wanted her mother to come.
Right.
She just knew that the aunt and the mother do not get along, but she also wanted the aunt to come because the aunt had not come for many years.
Yes, but if your mom and your aunt truly love you and care about you, then they're going to be willing to put that off to the side to spend time with you.
Don't you think that's a little bit old-fashioned, though?
What?
That, well, if we all love each other and we all get along, that we're all going to go forward together in peace on earth and goodwill toward
men. You don't have to get along. You just have to tolerate each other long enough to be at this party. You don't have to talk.
Yeah, but that's hard because most people do not have gargantuous houses, so you're bound to run into that person. And if you're really having a feud with them, you really don't want to be in the same room with them.
Well, I mean, what kind of feud is it?
Enough to where these people don't come to the same parties.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways around it. Have two parties.
Well, but what if your mother finds out you had another party and didn't invite her to it simply because you wanted to invite the aunt?
Well, your mom should be understanding.
They aren't always.
And, you know, I mean, I guess I'm lucky. I have a great mom.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I'm just saying, I got really lucky with that. And my mom is very understanding. And, you know, we had some things to work out for my son's birthday party.
But it's you got it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's people don't talk. And that's one of the biggest problems. You've got to talk to people. And when you talk to them, you get a better understanding of who people are.
Maybe she could invite her mom and her aunt to lunch and not tell them then be like, here, we're working it out.
No, I see. I think you're asking for trouble there. Because if it's really something they dislike, there's going to be big trouble when those two see each other.
Well, I mean, let them fight it out.
No, do you really want to see that? That's just going to make the thing worse.
Well, if I could eat popcorn, I'd sit back and watch.
If anybody has a solution to this problem, let me know. 740-383-9944, because apparently we have not solved this problem. But what do you do when you have two relatives who you both want to come to your holiday party, which is a typical problem this time of year, but one does not like the other and they don't want to be in the same room together? What do you do? 740-383-9944 if you have a solution to this problem, because our solutions are not very good. What I think you have to do is I would call the aunt. And I would tell her to call the mother. And maybe they can work it out on the telephone. Because they have to get together. You can't fix it for them.
So who's the one with the problem, though? Is the mom mad at the aunt? Or is the aunt mad at the mom?
I just think they don't like each other.
Why? I mean, they're sisters, correct?
I guess.
Well.
Sisters fight about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. I have four.
And you're not close to any of them.
No, I am. I'm close to all of them.
Well, what would you do if you had this problem with them? What if one of your kids said, "Listen, Mom, I want Aunt blah, blah, blah to come to the party, not you." What would you do?
If they didn't want me?
Yeah.
Well, that's their choice.
And you would be perfectly happy to sit at home on the holiday and not come to the party?
Oh, no. But I'm not going to... If they feel that strongly about it, I'm not going to do anything to hurt my kids. So, if they don't want me there, they don't want me there. But I feel like I've raised my kids to the point to where they are going to want
because
me there.
You know that's a diss.
Right. But I would never say to my children that they can't invite a sister that I don't get along with or a brother or whoever. I would never tell them they can't invite someone that I don't get along with. I would just make sure that I don't run into those people.
Maybe this is an answer to this problem.
Maybe.
Because we clearly do not have the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you get them along by you get the mom there first, and then you're going to sneak the mom a little bit of pot and a brownie. Feed her that brownie, she's going to love everybody.
Well, that's interesting.
You can buy that in Michigan now legally.
Oh, just smooth everybody out a little bit?
I don't know. I'm allergic to it, so.
Oh, so you've...
No, I've never done that.
Well, how do you know you're allergic?
Well, I'm assuming because, you know, it grows in the ground.
Oh, so you just don't dare try it.
Right.
So you've stayed pure all your life.
Yeah. I've never done that.
I don't... You know, what I don't understand about that is people always say experiment. Well, what does that be? Like, it's not like you got chemicals and things in a laboratory. I don't think you're exactly experimenting.
No. I don't know. I've never tried it, so I couldn't tell you.
I don't really know either.
Yeah.
Got me. Did we ever come up with a good solution to the problem? No. Did we ever come up with good holiday gift ideas? Because we're getting down to like the last 15 minutes, and I feel like we've solved no problems today.
I told you the good holiday gift ideas.
But what about for a girl?
Okay, so girls like to decorate, so just buy them a sign for their house. Just like a simple, like you could put anywhere type of sign. You know, go to one of those old country stores. Yeah, girls
what is,
love that.
What is with this stuff that girls, and I guess men do it too, where they put this stuff on their walls now,
mm-hmm.
like sayings?
Correct.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't like that.
Mine says...
See, people do this. Everybody does this now.
I think mine says family, love, and football.
Like, I see... What's the one I see all the time? Live, love, laugh.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, I don't have that, but yeah. You know, my old house with where my ex-husband is decorated like that.
Live, laugh, love?
Yeah, because I just put stickers on the wall. Like, so it's there, and I'm like, oh.
Is it like to convince you every day that you should be happy?
I mean, not necessarily, but some people like to have encouraging quotes or read encouraging quotes. It makes them feel better.
You know, I remember a quote. I don't know why this quote sticks in my brain, but it was Abraham Lincoln who said it. But I think about it every time there's an argument between two people,
mm-hmm.
because I don't argue with people.
I know.
I never argue.
Right.
No, you're being serious. Now, tell people.
No, you don't.
Have we ever had an argument?
No, not a legit one.
But you...
Like, we play fight sometimes.
Like, you like to argue.
Oh, yeah.
And I just ignore you.
I know.
Because every time an argument starts, a serious argument starts, what I say to myself in my head is an Abraham Lincoln quote, which is, nothing gives one person as much of an advantage over another as to always stay calm and unruffled during all circumstances.
Yeah. I've never heard that before in my life.
Well, no, I don't think it's a common quote. But for some reason that sticks in my brain. I don't know where I heard that. But I know it's Abraham Lincoln. And I think it's right, because I think if you ever look when two people are fighting, it's the calm one who has control.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one who's throwing things and flipping out and screaming and crying and doing all this that looks out of control and is not making their point.
Right.
But the person who is calm and in control and talking in their normal voice, they're usually like directing the other person. They're usually saying, calm down. I don't think you understand. You're going a little bit too far. You know, and that's, they look like they're in charge.
I've been on both sides of those arguments.
So you've been the...
I've been the calm
amped
one.
Amped up one and also the calm one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, what would put you in an amped up mood?
Well, I mean, if someone, just if someone does something wrong, like it's not just an argument, it's like if they've actually done something to hurt me.
Like takes the knife and dips it in the peanut butter and then dips it in the jelly without cleaning off one or the other.
Oh, yeah, right.
That'll drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah. I know. I always clean it off. I don't like Well, that and, like, my sister's allergic to nuts. So if she were to come over to my house and want just jelly, well, then it's contaminated.
Everybody's got a peanut allergy now. I don't know what happened. The whole world is allergic to peanuts. Nobody used to be allergic to peanuts, but all of a sudden now,
we're all
allergic.
Are you allergic to nuts?
No, no.
Okay, so then
I don't have any allergies that I know of. Yeah. But although I had this pain in my neck yesterday, and for some reason my nose feels a little stuffed up today, and yesterday I felt like I was losing my voice on the air, so you never know.
Yeah.
I could be on the downhill swipe.
Well, I don't think so.
Do I look good today? Do I look like I'm feeling well?
Yeah. You got a nice scarf on.
I do have a scarf on.
Yeah. It's nice. Got your glasses.
Well, why would I not have those on?
I don't know.
You got to wear those.
Yeah, so you can see.
So you can see.
Right.
That's very important. And you wear a scarf at Christmas time to fit in.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what went on a few years ago, but a lot of people gave me scarves.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of scarves at home. So for some reason, when I take my coat off, I always forget to take the scarf off. Like I was totally unaware I was wearing a scarf until you just pointed it out. So I took the coat off. I leave the scarf on.
Yeah, because it doesn't match your clothes, but it matches your coat.
Well, but I have a lot of other scarves at home. I have like a whole closet full of scarves.
Maybe you should give someone scarves for Christmas. That's a
re-gift?
No, not re-gift.
See, I don't
like
think re-gifting is good.
Ooh, girls love scarves, like the infinity scarves. Mm-hmm.
But is it good to re-gift? A lot of people do that.
No.
Are there rules for re-gifting?
I mean, if it still has a tag on it, you can re-gift it.
Is that the rule?
I think so.
What if it's in the box?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you haven't used it.
Then you can re-gift it?
Right.
I don't know if re-gifting is good or not. Because I think it could come back to bite you.
You know, I found some gifts that my kids just haven't opened yet. Like, that they haven't used that I got them last year. And I thought about re-wrapping them and just giving them to them.
You don't think they would notice?
I mean, I don't know.
I think your kids might notice that.
Austin, probably not. He would be so
He's
excited.
Listening right now.
I know, but he's playing on my phone. He's fine. He's not.
I don't know.
I can hear my phone.
I think people would notice. I think people would notice about a re-gift.
Oh, well. Again, I mean, if you don't give it to the same person.
But see, you forget sometimes and you do that.
Oh, yeah.
Then
well, that's why I said buy a new one.
Then there's trouble.
Oh.
Then everything goes downhill.
Then you just say, oh, I wanted you to match me. And then you got to go buy yourself a new one.
But they're going to say, why did you give me back the one that I gave you? Why didn't you just go buy one for your... You already had one.
No.
I think that's dangerous.
If the tags are still on it, you can just pretend that you were just giving them one so you guys can match. And then you just got to go buy yourself a new one. And if you ever go anywhere together.
I think that's a... See, I don't like to go out in public with people. Well, certain people. I'll go out in public with certain people.
Yeah, you've been out in public with me.
Well, few occasions.
Yeah. Like twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
We went to the stores.
Mm-hmm. We looked for Christmas stuff.
We did look for Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
We found some Christmas stuff.
Yeah, we were just, you know, looking and seeing what we wanted to get for Christmas for people.
And then that lady at the one store noticed that you had a Picasso on your face of makeup.
Right. I don't have any on today.
Really?
Yep.
This is all naturel today.
Yeah, I mean, I have eyeliner and mascara on, but that's it.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
That one day you did.
Mm-hmm.
What was all that stuff you had on?
Oh, like foundation, powder.
So you don't have to be impressive for me anymore?
Blush,
is this what you're telling me? When you come
eyeshadow.
In, you don't have to put on the whole bit?
Well, I wasn't trying to be impressive for you.
I think you were trying to be impressive.
No, I honestly didn't have time this morning.
This wasn't like the morning where you burnt down the house, sir.
Right. No, I got up late, so I didn't have time. Oh, but you know what? I brought you lasagna today.
You did.
Because you said that I don't ever bring you food.
Well, this all started back way, way many weeks ago when mm-hmm. you were making lasagna. And I said, I like lasagna, but I don't make it very often because, you know, I live alone.
Right.
And you said, well, you know, you can have a piece, but then a piece never showed up. And lasagna only keeps up for so long.
Right. But I made some last night.
Well, I'm a little leery. Because Why? I've never eaten anything that you've cooked.
Donuts.
Well, donuts, but that's just dropping stuff in a boiling vat of
grease. Yeah, but that's
grease.
Just putting stuff in a pan.
Yeah, but you have to put this together
and
right.
Baking it.
And not overcook it and not undercook it. And
right.
You can't do that with donuts. That's not a big... And you burnt the donuts.
Because I caught the stove on fire.
And there's nothing worse than burnt lasagna.
Oh, it's not burnt.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. 100% sure.
How much lasagna did you make last night?
I made just like a 13 by 9 pan.
Is it all gone?
Half of it is.
Was it a big hit?
It was.
So what do you put in your lasagna?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Cheddar cheese, mozzarella cheese, meat, sauce, noodles.
I'm not a fan of ricotta cheese.
I don't have ricotta cheese in there.
There's something about ricotta cheese I just do not like.
Yeah, I don't either. I like cottage cheese.
I don't like ricotta cheese, and I don't like sour cream.
I don't either. Interesting.
Oh. Well, isn't it a bonding moment?
Oh, yeah.
No ricotta cheese, no sour cream.
Yep. I made tacos the other night.
I don't know how people do sour cream on tacos or potatoes. I don't like either one.
I don't do that, so. You know, it's funny because my cousin was like, did you buy the sour cream for the tacos? And I was like, no, I don't like it, so why would I buy it? She's like, did you buy lettuce? I was like, no, I'm allergic to it. Why would I buy it?
So what
you get meat and cheese.
Meat and a tortilla. It's not really a taco.
Yeah. It's taco meat, tortilla shells, cheese.
I wouldn't call that necessarily a taco.
It's a taco.
That's just like a heap of meat and cheese.
Mm-hmm. But I don't eat the tortilla shells because, you know, I'm not a big bread person. So I just eat the meat and melt cheese on it.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's delicious.
Meat and cheese.
Yep.
A lot of people do that. There used to be a dip. Somebody I used to know made a dip, and it was meat and cheese.
Ooh, I make a dip.
What's your dip out of?
I use the Casablanca cheese, like the Velveeta, and then I put sausage in it and milk. Or I make one with the cheddar, like the regular Velveeta cheese, the original, and put hamburger, like a pound of hamburger, a block of cheese, a pound of sausage, and a half a cup of salsa. That's really good.
You know, I heard of somebody making a lasagna, but they used sausage instead of hamburger.
Hmm.
I always wondered how that would be.
Well, I didn't do that, so.
I think that's how, I think that's an Italian lasagna.
Yeah.
Because the Italians are much more into sausage, I think, than hamburger.
You know, I don't remember how my Nana made lasagna, but I know she's Sicilian. And, well, she was. She's no longer here, but she...
Went to that big Sicily in the sky.
Right. She would make spaghetti and lasagna and stuff, and it was always really good.
Well, when you're Sicilian, you know how to cook.
Oh, yeah,
she did. That's one of the big
things
about cooking, is being Sicilian.
Yeah. She definitely knew how to cook. It was great.
So, did we still have not figured out... Oh, well, you get a girl a sign.
Oh, yeah. Or girls love fuzzy socks. Like, if you get
fuzzy, but you just said if you get somebody socks, that's on the cheap.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you can get them a sign and and socks.
A sign and socks.
Or, like, five pairs of fuzzy socks.
So if you up the socks ante, mm-hmm. then you're in much better shape.
Right. Because, you know, I got myself, like, three pairs. They were $1 on Black Friday.
You know, I notice a lot of guys now are starting to wear the funny socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Argyle... Or the things that say words on them and stuff like that. It didn't used to be that way.
Right.
But now guys are into that. And the stores sell a lot of socks like that for guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
conversations going on in the other room now. Which, by the way, I should mention Charlie Evers will be on here momentarily from 10:10 until 12 noon today. And then Glenn Coble with Swap Shop 12:15 until 1 o'clock if you want to sell your precious items. Or as Glenn likes to say, tchotchkes. What's the word you like to say? Ganache.
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 Yeah.
The only person in the history of this show to ever say ganache. Well, I thought you were making me apple butter. That's what I really thought.
Oh, that's what you thought when I said I had a surprise?
Because I feel that's a big gift to give somebody because you're allergic to apples. Mm-hmm. You don't like apple butter. So I thought making apple butter for somebody would be a big thing.
Right. Well, I mean... I could make it. Well, actually, I cannot make it right now because I was going to make you cookies last night, too. But
it sounded like you were making your kids cookies is what you were saying, and you were going to bring me some leftover cookies.
That's true.
So that kind of lessens the grand gesture there.
No, because I bought two packages of the cookies so I could bring some here and have some at home. But my sink is broken.
Are you trying to kill me? Because no. Now you made me donuts. You're going to make me cookies, lasagna.
Are you saying I'm bad?
No, I'm just saying I appreciate the, because I think giving somebody food is a very nice thing.
I like food.
But it sounds like maybe over a period of time you're trying to clog the old arteries and put me out of business.
No, but my sink is clogged, so I can't wash my dishes right now.
Did you put a plunger in it?
No, but I put Drano in it, and it won't dry. Not even
a plunger. Use a plunger.
A plunger?
A plunger.
I need like a snake.
Like a real one? Like an anaconda?
No, like a snake that you can put down the drain.
Oh, I think you better let the professionals do that.
Well, I asked my ex-husband because he had one, but he said that whoever borrowed it never gave it back.
Oh.
Because I was going to have him come fix it.
Nothing worse than when somebody borrows your snake and then doesn't bring it back.
I know. I was going to have him come fix it.
That was nice.
Is that bad that I still call him to fix stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's probably nobody else who would come do it for you, so why not call the ex-husband?
Probably not.
So you gotta go with what you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you should embroider that on a pillow. That rhymed.
Right.
You gotta go with what you know.
You know, my mom makes shirts and stuff, so...
She's a silk screen. Silk screener.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, she has like a screen printing stuff, but she's making me a shirt for Christmas.
Oh, what's it going to say?
I have no idea. Oh. I just know that she bought blank shirts and she said, do you like this shirt? It's going to say something.
Oh, like, here we go.
So, yeah. So I have no idea what it is.
I'm excited to see what this will be.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun having you in again this morning.
I know. I have a blast.
Did you have a blast?
I did.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be back in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe before the holidays are over.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm off on Monday.
Maybe. You never know. We want to thank Bailey for coming in. Bailey Hunt. Bales. And Charlie Evers is coming up next. And I'll be back tomorrow morning. Swap shop with Glenn Coble. Sell all your tchotchkes today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 2:10 to 3. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
We all know about this. I spoke not, he spoke not a word, but went straight to work. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He spoke not a word and went straight to work and filled all the stocking, then turned jerk. He made his finger aside of his...